Shalom of Racha, we are continuing, growing from one level to the next with the Shir HaMalas, David HaMelech. Kuf Chav Tes, Shaykh to the Shir HaMalas, when Klal Yisrael is in the Tzara, when we're in Golis, how do we relate to it? We saw before, Korosi V'yaneini, Elecha Nostosi Yis'enai, when we have a Tzara, the first thing we do is call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lift up our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize that everything is from Hashem. It's not from the Goyim and it's not from anybody close to us either. It's all set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to appreciate that we are His special nation and everything that happens in our lives is from Him. And it's just a way to get us to turn to Him in a deeper fashion than we did before. This Mizvah She'amalis Rabbis Tzereruni This is a complementary approach. Together with turning to Hashem, we have to feel 100% lo yochlu li. They will not be able to overpower me. We are the most powerful. We are the nation of Hashem. So even minu'urai, from the beginning, throughout the Golus, for thousands of years, one nation after the next is causing us sorrows. One nation after the next think they're going to destroy us. But we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we know we will be successful. There's no suffix, there's no doubt. We don't have to even fear that we will not make it past the Tzar. And this bitachon is something that gives us tremendous koyach. Continues David HaMelech and describes what they are doing and what we are doing. Agabi choshu choshim herichu l'manisam. They're plowing on my back. They think they're putting me into the ground and taking a plow, and the plow chops up everything in the ground. They're destroying me, not even my body will remain. I'll just be a bunch of little pieces of flesh and blood that's going to spread over the entire field. That's what they think they're doing. But I say, Hashem tzaddik, he tzeis avoyis rishayim. Hashem is a tzaddik, he's overlooking everything that's happening, and he's going to chop the yoke of those animals that are plowing over me. And Adarama is going to build me up, because when you plow something, it could do one of two things. If it's Rechmon Lislan, a person who's in the ground, he'll be chopped up and killed. If there's seeds in the ground, by plowing the ground, it'll cause them to sprout and grow better. And that's what's happening. The Choshu Choshim, all the tzaras that we're going through, it looks like it's out to destroy us, but it's really, everything's under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the real purpose is, it's from Hashem, Av HaRachmim, our beloved Father who loves us so much, to make us sprout forth and grow and survive and continue. I'm going to skip to the end. It says, by the Goyim, lo omru ha'ovrim b'chaseh Hashem aleichim, b'rachnu eschem b'shem Hashem. The Goyim, they'll be destroyed, and people seeing them will not say, b'chaseh Hashem aleichim, b'rachnu eschem b'shem. But us, there will be b'chaseh Hashem aleinu. And that's what we're saying. They think they're destroying us, but they're just making it easier and assisting our growth. And we're going to end up with that Birchas Hashem Aleichem. The Bracha of Hashem will come to us by the fact that we show up in Tochim Hashem in all these situations. What's going to do with them? They think they're powerful. They're grinding us into the ground. No. Yevoshu Yisogu Ochu Kol Soin Yitzion. They're going to be embarrassed. They're going to lose all their power. All those who hate Tzion. Tzion represents the Mokum HaKadusha, the Mokum HaHashras HaShchina in the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting to notice that Tzion is the same letters of Yovan with the Tzaddik in the beginning. Yovan wanted to detach us from the Tzaddikus Shel Olam from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just stay with the physical world. But we are Tzion. We are always connected to the Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives life to the entire world. So that's what we're saying. They are plowing us into the ground. But we know that since they are coming from a point of there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Klal Yisrael, has no value to them, and they're trying to destroy us. They want just a physical, mundane world. Temporarily, they will have power, but they will eventually lose all the power, and they're going to be like you, kechatzir gagoyis shekadma sholof yovesh. It's like a plant which is growing on the rooftop and has much too much sun. And it's going to dry out right away. And it will never come to the point that it will fill up the hand of the one who wants to harvest them. And those people, no one ever say, oh, you should have the bracha of Hashem for your produce, because it will be clear to everybody that produce will not produce anything. Nothing will come out of it. So basically, this mizmah is telling us always, look at the bigger picture. Right now in the Chanami, the nations of the world, and maybe individuals, are causing you a lot of tzoros. But we have to have 100% clarity. This is temporary. This is just an Yisoyin Meis Hashem to bring us closer to Hashem. We are the Am that Birchas Hashem Eleinu. And how do we get the bracha? By always recognizing that everything is from Hashem. When we make a bracha in the morning, we say bracha to Hashem, we're not just thanking Hashem. We're opening up the gates of Rachamim, the gates of Shefa, by saying bracha to Hashem. We're saying the bracha from Hashem should come down upon me, whether it's on my food that I'm eating, or even relieving myself in the bathroom on my body, with the mitzvahs I'm doing, whether it's things I see, whatever it may be. Appreciating the body I have, the neshama that I have, all the brachas we say are ways of strengthening that connection between Hashem. And if we do that, then all the tzaras we go through will be like that seed that's being in the earth that's being plowed, that looks like it's being destroyed, but adarabi, this is what gives us the koyach to grow. And mitzvah Hashem, we are the oyhav etzion. We love HaKadosh Baruch, we love the Mokom HaMikdash, we should be zeichah b'mheira, to have the Birchas Hashem Eleinu, and see the Bignam Tzion v'Yerushalayim.